A good Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Mishpatim, Tav Shin Ayin Tes, a good Shabbos Mevarchim, Adar Rishon as well. Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, V'im Yoyim Omar Yoyimar Ha'eved O'haftiyas Adoni, Es Ishti V'es Bonai Lo Yetzei Chofshi. Perikof Aleph, Pasuk Hei and Vav, the servant who is an Eved Ivri, he is working for a Jewish master, he's a Jewish slave, and he is given by the master a Shifcha Kananis, a non-Jewish woman, a maidservant, to marry. And he's supposed to leave in the seventh year. Torah says, if after 6 years of servitude he wants to remain, so v'ratza adoyna v'hozayim b'amartzea v'avadoy lo'olam. Torah says, the master pierces his ear with an awl, and he shall then serve him forever. The Gemara says in Kiddushin on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis, why does the Torah single out the servant's ear for piercing from all the other limbs of the body? The Gemara says, Oizen Sheshama Bahar Sinai, the ear that heard at Har Sinai, Avodaihem, Vle Avodim La Avodim, the ear that heard God say, you are my slaves, you are my servants, you are my servants, you are nobody else's servants, and you went and you acquired a master for yourself, let it be pierced. Perhaps we can ask the following question. We know that Maimed Har Sinai, when the Jews came to Sinai, not only did they hear the Torah being given, but they also saw the Torah being given. The Torah says, V'chala Am Royim Es HaKoylois, in last week's Parsha, Perichav Pasuk Tezvav, it says that the entire nation saw the sounds. If the servant's ears are guilty for not abiding by what they heard, why are his eyes not held accountable for not living up to what they witnessed? And perhaps we can offer the following. The disappointment, quote-unquote, that the Torah has with this servant is not that he is less spiritually sensitive than he was at Har Sinai when he saw and he heard the voice of God. We are disappointed that he's not living up to his current potential based on what he experienced at Har Sinai. And that's the difference between what he saw and what he heard. When the Ten Commandments, the Aseres HaDibrois, were sounded, the awesome revelation, the godly revelation that occurred at Har Sinai, it ceased. A person can no longer be expected to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the level of seeing with the clarity of purpose that Bnei Israel had during Maimon Har Sinai. However, the purpose of this post-Sinai concealment was to allow the Bnei Israel to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim on their own accord. Evidently, a person's ability to hear, to choose to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's subjects even when his presence is concealed, is still around. Therefore, a Jew is held accountable even post-Sinai. If he fails to hear and internalize and to recognize that which he heard at Har Sinai, that Bnei Yisrael are Avodim LaHakadosh Baruch Hu, Avodaihem, V'le Avodim LaHavodim. Wishing everybody a good Shabbos.